Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, you always got to jump right in to hour number two right here. A little Zach Brown Band, always good.
It's
called hitting the post, baby.
No, you actually did not hit the post.
I did hit the post.
You cut him off before he even started.
No, I didn't.
Before you could hit
the post. Matt, did I hit the post? Yes or no?
I mean, he did hit the post, actually, for that.
Thank you. If I was on 94.7 The Drive, right, is that what it's called? 94.7 The Drive? No, it used to be Fresh.
I know. And you used
it's 94.7 The Drive.
And you used to have years on the skate beat. Chris Russell.
Anyway, if I was on 94.7 The Drive, if I was Karina Delgado, I would just smash that post right there. Bam!
Wham!
Jump right in. Zach Brown Band. All right, real quickly, the Commanders made a bunch of roster moves. We kind of alluded to them, but just officially going down the list before we get to the topic at hand here that Linnell cooked up. Jonathan Allen, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, both on the reserve injured list. Sheldon Day has been promoted, assigned to the active roster from the practice squad. That's what we talked about yesterday. Jalen Holmes was brought in as a free agent, and he is on the 53. I don't know much about him, I got to be honest with you. And Carl Davis, who was with Dan Quinn and the Cowboys, was signed to the practice squad. That I think we found out about yesterday, but I think some people thought maybe on the active roster, but it turns out it was on the practice squad. So that is the roster moves, and Brian Robinson was expected to practice according to Dan Quinn. Don't know in a full capacity or limited. Dan didn't really say unless I missed it as a follow-up, but initially he said, yeah, Brian Robinson is going to practice, and it seemed like they were pretty convinced that Brian Robinson would be okay to play in Carolina, and it was more precautionary than anything. All right. Let's get to this before we get back to the calls. Hang on, guys. We'll get back to you at 301-230-0980. If you can't get through on the phones, you don't want to wait on hold, you can always fire off a tweet on the old X, at WrestleMania621, at Nell_BTP. Of course, you know what that stands for. And at Mr_Me93, the radio station, at Team980 is how you can follow us on Twitter and X. All right, so the conversation that we want to steer, and we could talk about what we were talking about in hour number one as well, but now added a layer is this: through 6 weeks of the season, you're prepared to ask,
yeah,
is Jaden what?
I think through 6 weeks, we got to have the conversation of, is Jaden the best quarterback in the NFL for 2024 right now?
Right,
I'm not
now.
Talking about the track records of guys and what they've done previously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking
just
about the
year.
Way he has played this year. I think I'm really, really leaning towards him being the best guy right now in terms of, you got to add context to this, right? I look at supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
I look at opponents that he's faced.
Mm-hmm.
I look at big time spots that he's played in. I think he just continues to, like above the neck. Like, I'm just so impressed with him mentally.
I would agree with everything you just
said.
And
I think
there,
the physical traits, yep, are even better. And some of the numbers like that really back this up. Jaden Daniels is 10th in the NFL in tight window percentage in terms of like tight window throws that he's had to make. Like, he's amongst the highest in the league.
You love all these analytics.
Because those analytics
you
help you tell the story.
Living in mommy's basement.
They help you tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
He's been blitzed the 8th most in the NFL.
They help you tell the story. Mm-hmm. They aren't the story, though.
Right, but anybody
there's
who watches.
There's context to everything.
Anybody who watches, I think, when you hear the numbers, it makes you go, wow.
Yeah. When you look at Jaden, when you watch him play, the throws, again, I mentioned the 4th and 4 touchdown to Terry McLaurin. I think it was 4th and 4. Maybe it was 4th and 3. Again, initially live, I was like, oh, great catch by Terry. And it was. Upon review, it's just as good, if not better, of a throw from Jaden Daniels, because there's nobody that can get to it. It's either Terry making an outstretched catch or nothing.
Right.
And you don't want it to always come down to that, but in this particular case, with pretty tight coverage, you don't want it to be intercepted in the end zone and completely lose out. I mean, I'd almost rather, if you're going to throw into the end zone on 4th down, I'd almost rather it be not caught than intercepted. Intercepted almost feels like losing. And instead, it's caught for a touchdown. Now, Terry goes down and gets it and outstretches for it. So you might say, well, it's not a great, great throw, but it is a great throw because it was in the one spot that Terry could get it that Brandon Stevens couldn't.
Yeah.
All right, let me, and there were several other throws. I mean, again, the throw, even though it wasn't a perfect throw, it was outstretched over Noah Brown's head. The throw that he makes gets popped by Kyle Hamilton way late, 2 seconds late. I went back and I watched that play like 48 times last night.
Yeah.
Way late.
That
is a finable hit. That should have been a 15-yard penalty. They missed that, period. End of argument. I don't care what anybody says. Those kind of throws, Jaden routinely makes 4 or 5 of them every game, right? Mm-hmm. Throws that make you go,
damn.
What?
Yeah.
How the bleep did he make that throw? Okay. Let me run through, just to kind of provide my context, right? Because you can do all the fancy stats. I could probably do them too if I wanted to, but for the purposes of my argument here, I just wanted to run through. When you say, is he the best quarterback, not in the NFC East, that's clear. Not in the NFC, is that clear? I mean, I would guess Sam Bradford could give you a run.
Talking about Darnold.
Sam Darnold, I'm sorry, could give you a run for the money. You know, Kirk obviously is starting to cook. Brock Purdy, even though he had a couple of uneven games. See, this is the thing that makes your question legitimate and maybe even dead on balls accurate. All of these guys, Geno Smith,
yep.
Brock Purdy,
yep.
Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, even Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, Lamar Jackson from the – even Baker Mayfield one bad game against Denver. Have you walked away from any game this year going, Jaden Daniels was bad today? He wasn't great in Tampa.
Wasn't bad.
But he also ran all over the place and made a lot of plays with his legs, partly because of the defense they were going against, partly because of a lot of other reasons. But you didn't walk away. I didn't walk away. I was there. I didn't walk away going, oh, my God, he sucks. He's terrible. He's awful. He's got no chance. Right? So all of those guys that I just mentioned, and those are the 8 guys that are ahead of Jaden Daniels in terms of just one, you know, generic throwing yardage statistic, right? Those are the 8 guys that are ahead of Jaden Daniels, 1 through 8. I walked away going, ooh, they were brutal in at least one game, right? I mean, Geno Smith, awful against the Giants. Awful, okay? Brock Purdy, not good against the Arizona Cardinals. And you could say that he has been spotty in other areas. Dak Prescott, right? I mean, you just go on the list. And even C.J. Stroud has not been, like, lighting the world on fire by any stretch, okay? Again, there's all sorts of reasons and nuance for it. But my point is, I have not walked away going, man alive, Jaden Daniels was overmatched today.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get to that against Pittsburgh. Maybe I'll get to that 2 weeks from now against Chicago or a week and a half from now. I don't know, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. I agree with you, man, and I think The bigger thing when you talk about who else is in the conversation this year for being the best quarterback, Jaden's got the worst supporting cast by far. I don't even think it's close. You put Jaden Daniels in Minnesota, they're still 5-0. You put Sam Darnold on this team, we're not 4-2. I don't think that's the case.
Is that Is that because he doesn't have the same play extension ability?
Right. I don't think this offense.
Or because he's had a. Or because the reason why they're 5-0 is because they have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, darn good offensive line, Aaron Jones, and so on and so forth.
Exactly. Just the supporting cast, and that includes system, play caller, players. Jaden's is just worse, you know, and it's not a slight to Terry or the rest of the receiving core. It just is what it is.
Well, you said earlier in the show you were very adamant that Terry McLaurin can't get separation.
That's not his strong suit. Right. There's a reason McLaurin leads the league in contested catches since he's coming to the National Football League.
I agree.
It's because he's not that great at creating separation. Now, I would also say in the same breath, he's their best deep threat. Like, he's their best guy to try to get vertical with, but I look at the rest of the supporting cast around the NFL. I think Josh Allen has the other argument. I think the other best argument is Josh Allen in terms of who's played the best quarterback this year. Josh Allen's played his ass off this year. I don't think he's for a guy that has led the NFL in turnovers, Josh Allen's got, I think, zero picks to this point. I don't think he's thrown one pick. He's got 10 touchdowns, no picks. Like, Josh Allen's playing as good a ball.
And that's the weird part, right? Is you look and you say, well wait a second.
And his supporting cast isn't very good either.
I was going to say, well, and that's why they go out and get Amari Cooper. Yeah. Josh Allen's 19th in passing yards. 193 yards per game passing because the Bills have actually realized, unlike what the Doublemint twins preach, unlike what all you people that just throw out every analytical nerd element, that you can actually have a productive offense if you run and throw the football at the same time. And actually, your passing game is better when you can run the ball and run play action in almost every case. I've had people scream at me telling me, again, these are the ones that live in mommy's damp basement.
What's wrong with people living in their mother's basement? I saw someone tweet that at you, and I agreed. What is the gripe you have again? You got to come up with a new axiom.
The point is that they don't have to come out and see the sunshine. They don't have to smell fresh air.
Yes.
Everything is provided for them. Everything lacks
so
nuance. Yeah, I mean, that's the point,
right? Man.
They're just sitting there eating leftover cold fried chicken and not seeing the light of day and punching everything into a computer
in
their fantasy and analytical world, right? I have context to everything.
Yes,
I may not be right on everything, but I have context on everything.
Right.
Well, I'm right a lot of the time.
Turn my premise around. I can't have this damn thing looking at me.
You want me to hold it? Just, you know,
this is a
like
joke.
Just to constantly remind. But the point being is, again, you can't just look at pure statistics. So when I say, well, the eight guys ahead of him, all of them have had a bad game. Yeah. Okay, so now if we're looking at the context of wins and losses, right? Patrick Mahomes, even though he's not.
That's six picks.
Yes, right. Yes, he does. But what I'm saying is, his team is 5-0,
right?
So you know, if the name of the game is to win games, not put up the best fantasy numbers, not hit the most prop bets, then Patrick Mahomes is still number one. But I think we can look at it and say, hey, wait a second. Not only is Patrick Mahomes not throwing for an appropriate amount of yards based on his unbelievable career so far, but to your point, he's got six picks.
Yeah.
He's got six touchdowns, yes, but he's got six picks.
He's hurting them.
Right? He could be hurting them at times. Josh Allen, again, he doesn't have any picks. He's got 10 touchdowns, but he's throwing for less than 200 yards. Jaden, just by comparison, again, on average, is throwing for 43 more yards per game than Josh Allen.
I think he's
now,
top,
again,
he's
there's
ninth
some
in
nuance.
Passing yards,
yeah,
believe,
there's some nuance to that, and we can sit here and say, well, Josh Allen does this and Josh Allen does that. Jaden does a lot of the things that Josh Allen does. Now, the one clear advantage that I would say Josh Allen has experience, one, that Jaden just doesn't have, and two, I would say Josh Allen has a stronger arm, but it's not like Jaden is weak sauce. It's not like Jaden is Chad Pennington, for God's sake.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ultimately, when you match it up, you can take any quarterback, I think. I think the one guy that I'm kind of like wondering where we're at on is how good Jared Goff is, right? Is Jared Goff just really, really good and he wasn't able to find this pot of gold
because
in Los Angeles?
He's got quite literally the best supporting cast.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
right? That's the point. Whereas Jaden, not only did he not have, and this strengthens your point about what he did Sunday in Baltimore.
Right.
Not only did he not have Brian Robinson, but nobody would sit here, and if we're being honest, and say he's got great receivers, any great receivers, right? Nobody would say he's got a great offensive line. He's got an offensive line that's better than people thought it was.
Right.
We kept trying to tell people last year it was better, but it's better than people thought. And Tyler Biadasz is a badass. I mean, just watching him on that flea flicker.
He was the biggest. He's awesome.
I mean, yeah. But my point being is, like, you can make a legitimate argument.
Yeah.
A legitimate argument. That right now, big picture, six games in, again, nuance included, not just statistics, not just analytics, that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Right now.
Right
and
now.
Yeah, and that's where I continue to lean. And obviously, you know, the stats are going to make strong cases for other guys, but the guys that I think have the strongest case against Jaden probably would be Baker Mayfield. I think he's played as good as any quarterback in ball.
I mean, Baker's been great outside of one game.
Baker's had a really damn good start to the year. I think Burrow has had a really good start to the year. But Burrow's got the weapons, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Josh Allen, and that's really it. Like, those are the guys that I think are really in that discussion right now. Lamar, I put Lamar in the category too.
Well, that's the thing. Like Lamar, okay. I know Birdman's all upset and he's thinking I'm smoking weed and all this stuff. I mean, Lamar's great. Nobody's questioning that Lamar isn't great, but he wasn't, and still sometimes isn't a great pocket passer.
Yeah.
But what they did to kind of compensate for that. And make no mistake about it, they compensated for it by saying, hey, what did we do piss poor in that AFC Championship game against Kansas City? We didn't run the ball. We didn't even try to run the ball. We didn't think we could run the ball. Well, now we're going to go out and get the best hammer possible that's available for almost nothing and get Derrick Henry. Oh, and by the way, guess who his tag team partner is? It's like the Rock and Sock connection that happened in Annapolis got me. It's like The Rock and Mankind. It's an unstoppable duo of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And guess what? If you load up the box and you play single high and you play aggressive and you try and take away them, then if you find a way to give Lamar Jackson just a sliver of a window and you're not good on the back end, which nobody would say that the Commanders are good on the back end, he's going to carve you the bleep up. And then when he's done carving you the bleep up, they're going to run Derrick Henry all over your ass.
It's unstoppable.
And people that live in Mommy's basement are not going to be watching the game. And they're going to say, well, because Derrick Henry.
No, it's.
Well, part of it is because of who he's got next to him. And the same thing for Lamar.
Correct. Yeah, it's going to be. It's tough to stop, man. I just wonder. We were talking about this while we were doing our pre-show meeting, as you like to call it.
Yes.
I think there's a specific type of team that is going to be able to beat Baltimore.
Mm.
It's going to have to be a team that can play man-to-man coverage on the outside and have success doing it while also playing those eight-man boxes. You cannot play them with a regular box. You simply can't.
Yeah, I agree.
You've got to stop the run first because that sets up everything else. I look at a team, and it's crazy, Kansas City. Like, Kansas City, to me, is best suited to stop Baltimore because they can play the heavy box, and then you can deal or leave Trent McDuffie on an island in man coverage, right? Like, he's talented enough to do that. You can leave Jalen Watson on an island in coverage, right? You've got three safeties that can come play. You got fast linebackers that are beefy enough. You know, I think Kansas City's probably the best team in the AFC, at least. In the NFC, does it exist?
But Kansas City would shut
Chicago?
Down. I think Kansas City's defense would shut down not only Lamar, although it's different, obviously, with Derrick Henry this year, but Kansas City's defense would probably make Jaden Daniels look average, I think.
I don't know about that.
I think it would.
I don't know.
I can't prove that, but I think
they're in that conversation. Right. They're the best two or three defenses.
So we can talk about, obviously, the rest of the NFL all we want. We're going to come back. We're going to grab your calls. Is Jaden Daniels – not only the best quarterback in the NFC East right now, not only the best quarterback in the NFC, but is he the best quarterback in the NFL through 6 weeks? You've heard some of the context. You've heard some of the nuance. You've heard some of the points. Let's go on the phones. I see you all there. We're going to get to you. I know you're lined up. We will get to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, along with Linnell Willingham, who calls himself the youngest in charge. I'm just merely the rooster. I don't call myself anything. People call me that. Chris Russell, yeah, Matty Ice on the other side of the glass.
Youngest in charge, Chris.
They do? I think you call yourself the youngest in charge.
I think the people refer to me as that.
And Doc
well.
Calls you Grimace.
Well,
just want to point that out.
Does Doc know what color Grimace is?
I think so. He's going to find out tonight when the Mets run all over the Dodgers' ass.
Oh, yeah. So you guys have been bickering back and forth about that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, real stuff. Stuff that matters. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming up an hour-ish from now, a big Capitals win. We'll cover that and clean up on aisle three. I'll tell you that much.
Alex Ovechkin assist last night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Two of
them. I was going to say it, too. But he had a milestone assist. We'll tackle all of that coming up in cleanup on aisle three. We'll keep the conversation going here with Jaden Daniels. Now, listen, I don't expect everybody to agree. I think people are going to look, again, Mahomes, even though the numbers aren't there, they're 5-0 coming off the bye. I think people look Josh Allen, even though Buffalo struggled in that Monday nighter. They're 4-2. He's played reasonably well, but again, sub 200 passing. Lamar Jackson, you're going to get probably the biggest push on, and I guess you would probably get some pushback on Jared Goff, right? Yeah. And Sam Darnold. But to me, again, if we're including more than just statistics, if we're looking at nuance and context, I think you can make a reasonable, if not a strong, argument for Jaden Daniels being the best quarterback in the NFL right now. What I don't know is, are we being homers? Are we missing something obvious? Are we? I don't know if we are.
I don't think so. I think it's just, it's going to be a scary, some folks are going to be afraid to have the conversation because they don't think it's possible that their favorite team can have the best quarterback. I'm here to tell you, like, he's been the best quarterback.
You didn't think I would agree with you, did you?
I don't know. I mean, because I figured you would, because there's just so much context and facts behind it that, like, it's not a hyperbole. Now, granted, we've only played six games.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Anybody that thinks the Commanders have their starting quarterback for the next 10 years unquestioned is fooling themselves. You don't know that.
You don't know that from a production standpoint.
You don't know that from a health standpoint. But you can guess that. You can hope that. You can assume that. But it is fair to say, all right, six games this year. We're not counting what one has done in their career because obviously everybody's played a different length of time. But six games this year is... Is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFL? You can make a very strong argument that he is. All right, let's get back to the calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Rob in D.C. next up. Oh, I hit the wrong button there. Rob is with us on the Team 980. Good? Hello, Rob.
Man, what's good? Father the Rooster, what's up?
What's shaking, Rob?
What's up, Rob?
And Mighty Ice, man. Man, first I'm going to start off with Linnell. I actually agree with you. Coaches got like screwed up last week. We ain't giving Nichols the ball when it was the most important time to give him the ball down in the red zone. He was the hammer last week. We forgot all about him. But on the other end, just the free agent side of things, man, look, I work with the group to represent Josh Pryor, the kid who blocked the kick versus the Cowboys last year. Yeah. I just want my boy to get a workout. So I just want, you know what I'm saying? I want to throw that shout out, dude.
For sure. Man. I hope Josh is doing well, man.
Yeah, no, he's doing well. You know, he's still working out. He's up to like 275, 280 right now.
Wow.
So he's doing well. We, you know what I'm saying?
He's up to 275?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Josh is a lighter defensive end, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, also, too, man, don't when you talk about quarterbacks running, you ain't always got to bring up Justin Fields. You could bring up your boy, Daniel Jones, because he overthrows receivers, and he throw from the pocket. Well, he's a terrible quarterback.
I just want to take umbrage when you say my boy. I hated Daniel Jones coming out of Duke. I hated him. What I fight back with is the notion that he's horrible. Now, he was terrible on Sunday night. That he's horrible, that he's awful, that he's useless, that he's clueless, that he's a village idiot. That's what I fight back on.
He's not better than Justin Fields.
Oh,
but yeah,
no,
man,
he's not.
Man,
I mean, come on, Chris. He's not.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Look at Jaden. Man, you look at Jaden right now. Just look at it early, Patrick Mahomes. You had questions about certain things, but you put that guy in the right situation. You look how dominant our team looks when he's in the right situation. I mean, people say looking at CJ Stroud last year. I look at Patrick Mahomes and look at the dominance of Kansas City. I started watching our team. Myself, personally, I believe before the season started, we should have traded Jonathan Allen for Brandon Ayuk. I mean, I think that would have been a fair enough trade. I think, like Lanelle said, you get that one receiver who can gain some separation, who Jayden Daniels on 3rd and 13 knows is going to have separation. It's nothing in the NFL.
I would just be careful about how great Brandon Ayuk is. He's had one really good game this year.
He sat out all of the offseason.
I know,
though,
but
so
I'm
like,
just saying. And we don't know if Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch would have wanted Jonathan Allen. We don't know that.
Have you seen San Fran's defense
this year, Chris?
I know. They've gotten rid of a lot of high-paid defensive linemen because they can't afford them because they're stuck paying everyone else.
But Jonathan Allen's not even one of the top paid D tackles in the league.
Yeah, he's still,
as of right now, his contract comes up next year.
No, I know, but he's still highly paid. I mean, it's not like he's not like he's making $3 million a year. All right, we got to go, Rob. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you. More of your calls coming straight up after a quick trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, speaking of Daniel Jones, again, he does not suck. He's not awful. He's not good, but he also has not had Malik Nabers for the last 2 weeks, something that everybody seems to forget. But Malik Nabers could be on his way back. He practiced today for the first time in a red non-contact jersey, keep that in mind, since the concussion a couple of weeks ago. He's missed, again, the last two games. The Giants hosting the Philadelphia Eagles in Saquon Barkley's return to MetLife Stadium this Sunday. So we will see where we're at. Brian Robinson, again, on the practice field for the Commanders today as they open up the practice week against the Carolina Panthers. We went down all of the injury news and notes. Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Jonathan Allen officially put on IR today. But again, the good news is that it looks like Brian Robinson should be ready to go this Sunday against Carolina. 4:05 for that game and that kickoff at Northwest Stadium. Caps with their first win of the year last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. They're back home tomorrow night, and guess what? It's right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. 6:45 on the coverage against the Dallas Stars to wrap up the homestand, and the baseball playoffs taking center stage tonight. 8:08 first pitch, Citi Field Series tied 1-1 between the Dodgers and the Mets for the National League Championship Series, and that's what's trending. All right, 2:36, Team 980 on a Windbag Wednesday. Oh, yeah. The real number is 301-230-0980, but if you're ever looking for an alternative number.
I got an alternative. If you're ever looking for an alternative number to call the show, if the hotline is ever too busy, you can call 847-807-9878. It's the number of one Chris Russell.
Or you could just call 867-5309. Something that just completely went over your head, as usual. Matt, can you crank that back up again? Is it possible?
867-5309. 847-807-7096.
See, he confuses the reality of the show. There's only one of us. There's only one of us that actually gives out our number on the air.
Who would that be?
Your microphone is muted because you're doing your thing again.
Matt's trying to kill the ratings, so he turns to Michael.
No, Matt's not trying to kill the ratings. Matt's trying to make the show funny.
I'm also trying not to have Chris's cell phone number put out over
exactly.
the air.
Exactly.
That wasn't his real number.
Wait, nobody can hear you. It was pretty damn close. I'm just saying. It was pretty damn close.
I mixed some numbers up, but if you read those 10 digits and you put them in the right order, you can call the Rooster tonight.
Please don't call the Rooster tonight. I don't want to.
Yeah, we should. You know what we should do?
I already have enough dealing with you. By the way, did you call me on Monday night during the middle of the fourth quarter of the Jets Buffalo game?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do you not know what we do for a living? I got to watch a game.
I had to ask you a question.
I mean, I needed to figure out what to talk about with the DOC yesterday, even though he loves talking about the Jets and
me.
Football games. No, he really loves talking about you. It's the only thing he cares about.
Well,
301-230-0980.
This is priorities in the right
call
spot.
That number, or you can call 867-5309, which Linnell doesn't understand the context.
That song's stupid.
Of that. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina listening on the Odyssey
Frank
app.
Frank the Tank.
Frank, is that song stupid, or is Linnell just misguided as usual?
No, it's a little bit 80-ish. I do remember it. You know, I grew up in the 80s, so yeah. It's a great song, right?
Yeah.
Frank, you ain't got a lot of peas in, man.
It's not Rick Springfield, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Rick Springfield. It's Tommy Tuthong.
Yeah. It's all right. It's an all right song. But back to your
You're disappointing me, Frank. You're disappointing me. All right, go ahead.
Big L's comment about Jaden. I don't think right now, and I just don't think there's enough games to really say that he's the best in the NFL. I don't really think he's the best in the NFC, to be honest with you.
I think
the guy in Green Bay is playing a little bit better in Green Bay.
Well, Jordan Love, missed three games, and he was very up and down the first game.
He also
game and
puts
a half
the
back.
Ball in harm's way too much for my liking.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I think right now because, you know, he's got to get his groove back like he did last year. If he returns to that form last year, he's not better than Jordan Love. I don't think he's better than the guy in Detroit either. But I know he's better than the guy in San Francisco. Definitely he's better than him. But as far as, the best QB in the NFC or NFL, no, he's probably top 10. I think he's top 10, but I don't think he's the best. I mean, just not
I'm talking
games.
About – no.
When he showed me in conference play against the Eagles and then, you know, the Bears game coming up, then I might change my mind.
I
got to see him against those defenses.
I agree with you, and there are some – this fan base is going to get rudely awakened. And I hope it doesn't happen because I want the team to win, and I'm a fan just like you all are. But next week against Chicago, I don't even think they'll be favored in that game. Maybe because they're at home.
Yeah.
I think they'll be favored because of that. And Chicago coming off the bye. But I think it'll be
that defense.
That defense means nothing. Yeah, no, that's going to be a tough game. That's going to be a tough game in every way.
You're getting the best three defenses that you've played all year, back to back to back to back.
You sound like Chris.
We'll know the true story about him.
Yeah. All right, appreciate you, Frank. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's get to Nate in Upper Marlboro next up, Team 980. What's up, Nate?
He just said I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Hey,
Nate, tell her, calm down, man.
My sister, man.
tell her since you on the air.
Woo! I just told her, man. She said, oh, my bad.
that's okay, sis. That's all right.
What's up, Nate?
But ain't nothing much, man. Hey, I'm going to say about the weakness thing, what you was talking about earlier with Jaden. I honestly think I get it when you say, you know, he's dropping a little too far back in the pocket, but I think that can be fixed. I mean, a lot of things can be fixed. But I think his biggest weakness right now actually is him not running the offense like the back of his hand. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell he knows he's running the offense because he knows it because of studying. So he's going off what he knows, but it's not just it's not snappy. You know what I'm saying? He's not crisp with it yet, if you know what I mean.
But how much of that is just having six games and limited preseason time? Like, if you gave me Brock Purdy, right, who was we just talked about, like, and some people love, some people don't. Some people think he's simply a byproduct of Kyle Shanahan. I think that's ridiculous. Brock Purdy's been in the 49ers and Shanahan system for 3 years now. What is Jaden Daniels? If somehow he can stay healthy, if somehow they can improve this roster, if somehow they can keep Cliff Kingsbury here – What is Jaden Daniels going to be like in 3 years if he's all of this dangerous. And a bag of chips now?
Yeah.
He's going to be dangerous.
Yeah. Well, you he's already I mean? Dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, at first, I ain't going to lie, I was sitting here thinking, like, the best in the NFL, like, I'm sitting here like, man, that's a crazy question. But when you're saying through six games and, you know, the way y'all put six. Everything, I would have to say, yeah, he is playing the best right now. He is playing the best in the NFL right now. I mean, when you look at everything he's doing, you know, as far as him being a rookie, but he got one pick and really wasn't even his fault.
Two of them.
Ball.
Two picks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He didn't have his best man.
I think both of those were on him, but he's going to make some mistakes. I mean, it happens. I mean, it happens to every quarterback.
The one Arizona was definitely on him. You
know right, I mean? But the other one was into a Bermuda Triangle against the Cleveland Browns, and he just
what you call it a Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, they it almost looked like they
the goal line.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
True.
And JOK made a nice read on it, but. I can't say well not on him, but that's okay. I mean if he's thrown two interceptions and a couple of near ones that could have been intercept, you know, I think he's got four turnover worthy plays. I believe maybe it's up to five now. Turnover worthy plays as judged by PFF, which doesn't mean actual turnovers. It just means bad throws or bad decisions or what have you. I mean, if you have that through six games, for crying out loud, that's great. Nate, appreciate you. We got to let you run so we can get in some more guys so we can cut down the wait hold time on the team. 980. Let's go to John in Falls Church. What's up, Johnny? How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, John. What's going on?
So I agree with you that that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in football, but given a very specific context. So, like, I'm a 49ers fan, and Brock Purdy is the quarterback, and he's, you know, maybe 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th best quarterback in the league, you know, whatever you want to judge him on. But given the contract for Jaden Daniels, there's zero quarterbacks I would want in the league besides maybe Patrick Mahomes that would be better for almost any team in the league than Jaden Daniels for the Commanders right now.
Well, I mean, you got a pretty good contract at this year. This is the final year on Brock Purdy.
Well, that's why the Niners are going to be good.
I mean,
the Niners
in general,
are going to
become a fire. Forward,
yeah, like, no, yeah, I got you. But like for the next 2 years,
forward,
yeah.
Like, or for the next 5 years for
no,
for
well,
Daniels.
Yeah, but I mean, but the money is going to go. The money is going to go up. Like when he becomes eligible for a contract extension after year three. You could keep him under his current rookie contract, and for that fourth year, it's reasonable, right? It probably goes up to like $8, $9, $10 million or whatever it is. I haven't looked at the exact contract structure, but as soon as you get to year five and the fifth year option, that money goes way up. I mean, you're probably going to be talking about $30+ million at that point. And by the way, the longer you wait, if he is the real deal, if he is the real everything, you know, he's going to cost you $75 million a year when he signs a new contract. Now, it's just a matter of when he signs that new contract.
Can I get one more point in before you guys cut me off?
Sure.
But the thing with Purdy was that this allowed this whole 49ers thing to keep going.
Yes.
Like, we're not necessarily a great team, but they found this one little nugget. It doesn't matter if it's a million or 9 million. It really doesn't. Or even 20 million in the case of a great quarterback. And the Commanders, you know, I'm not saying their window is small, because if you have Patrick Mahomes part two, which I think Daniels may very well be, you know, I don't want to put that on him. I'm not saying he's getting the Hall of Fame quite yet.
I hear what you're saying, though. The talent is real.
Yeah, if somebody like that, you can build out all these things. You know, the 49ers are going to run into a brick wall in about, if not next year, then the year after for sure.
Yeah.
Because of the way they push the money around. And then they're going to have to go and find their, you know, next everything from the draft.
At some point, you have a reckoning.
And also, the Commanders have an extra year because Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick.
Correct.
So they've got time. They can really build this pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's why this year is so important. And, John, appreciate the phone call. This year is so important not to waste, and I don't think they're wasting it. I don't think anybody should be thinking at this point, hey, I'd rather play for a top 10 draft pick than a playoff spot or a division title or even more. That's me, because I'm not into wasting years. As long as it's legitimate, which I believe it's legitimate.
I'm not into wasting years either, man. And that's why I'm so adamant that, you know, if they go into the deadline and they win these next upcoming games, and how many games have gotten to the deadline? Three? This week?
Well, it's 3 weeks from yesterday is the deadline, so you still have Panthers, Chicago, and then New York. And then New York on the road before the actual deadline, which is 2 days after that.
Yeah, if you win these three and you're 7-2, which sounds bonkers. Sounds crazy to even say, Chris.
It's also really hard to fathom that they're going to win all three of those games. In my opinion.
I think Chicago is the game that gives me the most concern, but I can very well see them being 7-2 at the deadline. If you're 7-2 at the deadline, I think you got to consider making a move to significantly upgrade your defense.
I would agree with that, but I think the moves. I mean, we'll get more into this as we go along. Maybe today.
Have to trade for like bona fide. Even if it's a wide receiver that you trade for. Right. I don't think you got to go get some marquee star stud name.
Well, right now there aren't a lot of. I mean, from a wide receiver perspective, because they got traded yesterday, there aren't a lot of marquee star studded names out there.
Like I would love. I would call on Deontay Johnson. I would be a team that calls on one of Green Bay's young guys.
Yeah.
Like there are guys out there that I think you should call on. I just don't know if you necessarily need a Davante Adams level receiver.
Right. I mean, a Deontay Johnson is different than a Green Bay, because Green Bay is in contention. Carolina is not.
So, you know, so got to cost you more.
You know, figure all that out. All right, why don't we take a timeout? 250 right here. We will see. 250 right here on the Team 980. We will continue along the line with your phone calls. In the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to tackle a bunch of other things, including cleanup on aisle 3 and a little talk about the Capitals, maybe some baseball playoffs. How's LeBronny James doing? We'll examine that next. Not next. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We got a little. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Rick Springfield.
Someone else I have no clue.
Yeah, not surprising. Not surprising. Do you know there's a Springfield in Virginia?
Huh?
Of course not. Anyway, Virginia. Jesse's Girl, another great song. Another great song from the past. A blast from the past that just makes you feel good on a Windbag Wednesday. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Shout out to Mo at Maurice 4 DC. He says, I love 94.7 The Drive, and love you and Nell BTP, underscore BTP,
Uptown.
Together too. Thank you, Mo. Appreciate you. Our guy, AA, Austin, in Annapolis, he said, if Luke Turf Walker is always open, why can't he find him? What is Bethany College's finest ass kisser? Think of that. We were just talking about Luke McCaffrey during the break. I was a little bit disappointed that he only had one catch.
I'm about to make Athens famous.
Oh? How are you going to do that?
I'm sure you two would love.
You're going to give out his number too?
I'm sure you wrestling marks love that.
You're going to give out his number too?
No. Okay. You know what? Believe it or not, man. Not believe it or not, because I think the people know. Athens a damn good dude, man.
He's a great guy.
He's becoming one of my favorite phone conversations outside of spewing life advice.
I mean, he busts your chops to no end, which makes
you would think that he's like my, he's playing this role on the internet, but I mean, in reality, he's my confidant.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he is. He's a good confidant to have. I mean, you know, I personally like when he just relentlessly busts your chops to no end. That's my favorite part of Athens. All right, let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore here before the top of the hour. What's
Stevie
up, Stevie Ray?
Ray.
My friends, I am Stevie Ray, and this is what I say.
Okay.
You two, I'm telling you, let's, okay, where do I start again? Where do we start? Going to stay with Daniels. Somebody said, I think it was you, Linnell, said he could be on the Panthers and be 5-1. I haven't seen the Panthers' schedule, but I think he could take the Panthers and win any game that he got into. He's a game changer, and that's a really a used acronym that I'd like to come up with something new.
Uh-oh.
The truth is that he is in a place that we haven't seen before. So I'm gonna lay out a couple of things. One, I made some predictions about it because, as I said, I went to LSU, so that speaks for itself. In 22, after the Arkansas game, I said he was going to win the Heisman Trophy in 23, and he did. Then after that, I pray. I'm not a religious man, but I prayed to God that we would suck so bad last year that we would actually get him. And we did. And now I'm wondering if I should start going back to church.
Yeah,
you know?
You should,
but I don't think,
brother.
I need to. We already,
see, the
we
Lord
got,
works
well,
for
okay.
all of us,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got it. Now I'm going to make some more predictions, and I've made these predictions on Facebook, and people say I'm crazy. He is the best quarterback in the league right now, or at least tied for that with Jackson. Now, guys say I'm crazy. He played great last week, and he's played great. This is the only game he had that he said like to get back was the Tampa game, and even that game was he played great.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is unbelievable. Now, the scary part about it is that he's doing it now. If he doesn't get hurt, by this time next year, we could be talking about having the best quarterback in the league. And in 5 years, we could be talking about him being the greatest of all time. Yeah,
wow.
I think he's got multiple Super Bowls in him. And just prediction.
Yeah.
And when I say multiple, I say at least as many as Mahomes has. If not more.
Well, let him win one
MVP
before we,
goes,
you know, before we
okay,
get him to
three. I know. It's just a prediction, okay? I'm gonna lay one thing out, and then I'm going to let you guys go. If right now, if you could trade him one for one for either Mahomes or Jackson, would you do it?
Oh, I'd trade him for Lamar. I'm sorry. I would. I'd trade him for Lamar.
Not me.
One straight up. But do I get to keep Jaden's rookie deal?
I was going
to
say, are we talking contracts here?
That has nothing to do with the deal. I don't care about the deal. Okay, let's say the deal's the same. It doesn't make any difference. Okay, what I'm saying is that I think he's as good as Jackson now, and Jackson has taken how many years to get to where he is
well,
now?
That's part of it. That's part of it. Stevie Ray, we got to run because we're up against it, but that's an interesting point. If you're throwing out the contracts, if you're telling me, look.
Here's my argument.
Mahomes is still in a different stratosphere,
yeah,
right?
If you're throwing out the contracts, if you're looking at Lamar and Jaden, I don't think that Jaden will ever be able to develop into the runner that Lamar is. I think Lamar can develop into the passer that Jaden is. That would be my argument.
All right. But I think Jaden is already far advanced to where Lamar was even 2 years ago as a passer, never mind in his rookie year.
Right, but I just think Lamar's – the running ability for Lamar is the separator.
301-230-0980. Could Russell Wilson actually start for the Pittsburgh
Mike
Steelers
Tomlin, grow up.
This Sunday? We'll try and tackle that next along with a bunch of other things still to get to here on a Windbag Wednesday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.